theme song. My leather black jeans on. My body means on. Partin', I'm getting my scream on. End of the kingdom. But watch it, you bring home. You see a black man with a white woman at the top floor, they gon' come with your jean con. Middle America packed in. Can they see me in my black skin? Number one question they asking. Could be question you asking. I don't get ran at my Catholics. It's a conservative Baptist. Claiming I'm overreacting.
Welcome back. We're at Sunrise Polaris in Searcy, Arkansas, wrapping things up today. And we have a special guest who is joining us now as Patty B gets us into his final segment. Former Razorback quarterback. I didn't realize we were looking through your Wikipedia earlier, Tyler, which I'm sure is 100% accurate. Tyler Wilson joining us.
He updates it on a daily basis.
There's like you have like
I don't have much control over that stuff.
You have like 29 passing records. I didn't realize that.
The few of them, you know, it's kind of funny. You get to throw the ball around a little bit, and you know, you look back at the end of it, and you've got some some stats like that. But we had some fun up there, and you know, won a few games while we did it. So.
Enjoyed it. Well, let me tell you about one of my favorite places around town. I know you're in Nashville now, but if you ever do make it your way back here in Little Rock, Promenade of Chenal, West Little Rock, the Tavern Sports Grill. Top 10 wings in the country, according to USA Today. They don't fool around. Today is Friday. They've got fantastic lunch specials. The Tavern Burger, Chipotle Chicken and Avocado Sandwich, Authentic Philly Cheesesteak, and, of course, the wings. USA Today, top 10 in the country. Happy hour from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. That's a dollar off all drinks. TavernSportsGrill.com, located in West Little Rock Promenade at Chenal. So, buddy, you look good. You feeling good?
It's good to kind of get back in the swing of things. Yeah. Off-season in the NFL is so long. You know, I mean, it's not like college where it's a full year-round thing. So you get some time off in the off-season and kind of get to regroup and gather yourself. And then past couple weeks, we've been back at it there at Tennessee. And we had a staff change. So getting accustomed to those guys and building relationships with the guys in the locker room. And you know, Jake Locker being the one guy is hurt. He's got his foot banged up a little bit as he got broke last season. So I'll have a chance to get some reps this off season and kind of get to make Tennessee my home a little bit.
I can't imagine you've had a year where you've been able to learn so much, and you know, with the NFL draft coming up here again, has this been a year that you can think of, or have you had another year where you can look back and kind of things that you've never been and had to go through before and what you've learned?
Well, I mean, even the senior year at Arkansas, everything that, you know, goes on. I mean, it's just been a whirlwind of a year. I think this is my third or fourth offense in less than a year. So you're anxious and getting in a spot where you can really sit down and have somebody teach you something and digest it and have a chance to succeed. And I think, you know, you're closer to home in Tennessee, which is great.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I'm anxious for an opportunity and see what comes my way. So
yeah, Nashville is a little different place than Oakland. You have a much less likely to be stabbed by a fan in Nashville than you are in Oakland. How was it though, being out there and obviously with DMAC there was kind of nice, but as far as the community goes, they're very passionate fans out there in Oakland. How was the community for you living out there?
You know, it was I had a spot and I tried to make Oakland and it's obviously the Bay Area, you know, combines a pretty big place, you know, but I tried to just have my spots where I kind of made it my own small town, but, you know, it's kind of hard to avoid the mass, you know, chaos of the traffic and all the craziness. But it was interesting. It was good for me to get out there and experience and see all that and grow up a little bit and now come back to something I'm a little more accustomed to.
Yeah. Anything that was eye-opening for you? I mean, you knew kind of what you were getting into. You played in the best conference in America. I can't imagine I'm sure the speed of the game was a little bit different, but anything that was eye-opening or surprising to you at all as far as the NFL transition?
You know, all the players are good. I mean, it's similar to the SEC. I mean, you're playing with, you know, it's an SEC All-Star, you know, game is now what it is. But I think it's with the CBA the way it is, and a lot of people are unfamiliar, but, you know, with the way they've cut back on training time, and even this year they're moving the draft back further, it really hurts, rookie's chance of getting in and learning because it cuts your time down. I mean, you have really a month and a half or 2 months of learning something and, getting guys to believe in you. So you know, it's becoming more of a veterans game,
yeah.
You know, and a lot of those veteran guys were instrumental in you know, establishing the CBA. So, you know, the longer you're in the league, the more chance I think you have of having success, and that's really the key is being around and becoming a veteran and you know, kind of taking your licks and you know, it's like anything.
Yeah. Can you give us an idea of you mentioned being able to learn the learning curve and you got to learn things fast. What is your day in terms of spending time in the video room and also having to spend time throwing the ball and with your receivers, offensive line?
Right.
What just kind of a day schedule, having that, all that you got to get to?
You know, right now is a voluntary period. So, you know, we're in the – I try to be in the building by 7 every morning and leave around 3. During this voluntary period, you know, but we're in there. We start, you know, do some breakfast stuff early, and then lifting and running, and then we'll throw for you know, just a brief period right now because of the limitations that are set by the league. But and then meet with our offensive staff for a couple hours, and that's where you kind of get to answer, you know, some of your questions that you might have had when you're studying. A lot of our playbook stuff's on an iPad, so we're able
to take it home with you.
Take it home
and
dig into that stuff and kind of learn yourself, which is something, you know, that a lot of college players aren't accustomed to doing because it's taught to them rather than them teaching yourself. And I think that's, you know, that's kind of where the NFL is different in a lot of ways than college.
What about your downtime? What do you enjoy doing?
You know, you do have a little more downtime in the NFL, but I like to, you know, I like to be around the guys. You know, we're going to try to do a fishing trip with a couple of tight ends, and maybe Jake can join us. But we're going to do a fishing trip this next week, and maybe catch a few.
I'd imagine you grew up doing that quite a bit.
I did a little bit. You know, I was a lot on the baseball field and all the sports stuff, but definitely like to fish a little bit.
Tyler Wilson joining us here. Final segment. We only got a couple minutes left here at Sunrise Polaris. We do want to thank them for having us today for sure. But Coach Wisenhunt, and you talked about, you know, learning the new system again. How's that relationship been?
Well, it's good having a guy that it has an offensive background. You know, it was in Oakland and it was with the defensive staff and obviously when my time at Arkansas we were very much offensive minded. So it's good having a staff that's very much offensive minded as well. And he's had some success at the quarterback position coaching Ben and Kurt Warner there in Arizona when they made a run at the Super Bowl and
they did, okay.
Did a really good job with Phillip this past year. So he's had a pretty good quarterback pedigree and I'm anxious to continue to learn from him.
Heck yeah.
Any familiar face? I'm looking around here, I guess, who they've got. Justin Hunter, kid from Tennessee, I'm sure you're familiar
Justin
with.
Justin and I trained together. He's an unbelievable talent, a lot of range, you know, can do some things. I think if you look at our roster, we've got a lot of great skill position guys. You know, we just signed Dexter McCluster, who we were all familiar with. And
too familiar.
And, you know, Ole Miss. You know, so we got him, and we've got a lot of guys that I think can benefit, you know, from being in this offense, and I as a quarterback can benefit from having around me. So,
well, Tyler, good luck.
Thanks,
and hopefully we can get you on again. We got a little more time to talk, but wish you very well, and glad to see you're back in the neighborhood.
Kind of a surprise visit today.
Yes, but,
good seeing you guys. Wasn't expecting this.
Man, let's go.
How was your bracket?
Oh, I didn't.
You had UConn, right, with the rest
of
us?
Well, I was thinking more Masters bracket for me, but, yeah.
Did you have Bubba?
You know, I didn't. I had my guy Freddie Couples,
and Freddie.
You know, his back just gave out on him a little bit.
Yeah. That would have been nice.
That's the same story I've heard the last 10 years, but he is awesome.
You know, he finds a way to get in there and compete, though, and shoot a pretty good score.
What do you think? Do you think we asked this question? Who's got a better future, Tiger Woods or Michael Phelps? And who was the other one that they asked?
I thought it was a layup question, but Kobe.
Kobe.
Well, hasn't Michael retired? Michael
he's
Phelps.
Back.
Oh, he's
for
back.
Rio.
He's
just
back.
For Rio.
Yeah, so yeah, in the loop I am. You know, I like Tiger. I'm a Tiger guy. I think that you know, obviously he's made some mistakes, but I like his game. He's done a lot of great things.
World's a better place with Tiger on.
Well,
isn't it?
Watching the Masters, it's a little more fun.
There's no question. I'm sure the folks at CBS would agree with you. Appreciate you. Good seeing you, Tyler. Take care. Have a great
luck,
weekend,
buddy.
And we'll catch up again.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks again to our friends here at Sunrise Polaris. We are out of time. And take advantage of the deals that are going on throughout the weekend, though, here at Sunrise Polaris. Searcy, Arkansas. We appreciate them. We're actually going to be back here next month as well.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. Matty T, have a great weekend. Thank you. Pat, good work.
Tonight we ride, baby.